And a very happy Thursday morning, as they say in Dublin, Ireland. Thursday, December 29th, 2022. Tom Drake's Daily Cruising Travel News Podcast, brought to you by The Snood Factory. www.thesnoodfactory.com. Tom Drake here. Who would it be? It's my podcast. I am on board the beautiful Oceania Serena. We are in the port of Spain today. That is the capital city of Trinidad and Tobago. They are two merged islands, kind of a deal, and they're not dependent on tourism. They have a nice little terminal here. They have a band playing when we arrive. We got here at 7 in the morning. Oh, boy. But they make their money with the petrochemicals and oil and gas. They have large reserves of oil and gas. According to Wikipedia, they have the fifth highest GDP per capita based on purchasing power parity. No idea what that means, but they're number five in the Americans, the Americas, I should say, after the United States, Canada, the Bahamas, and Guyana. So they're doing pretty good, and they're very nice here. I've been here before. If you go out of the terminal, make a right turn, go down two streets, make a left. There's a wide street down there where every store has their own speaker outside, and they all play their own music, and it's loud and noisy, but it's very islandy, and, you know, it is like out of that James Bond kind of movie. So anyway, we're here till 3 o'clock. We leave. We have to get to Barbados. Tomorrow is the end of this 10-day cruise. All of our guests leave with the exception of 158 guests who will be back-to-back. And I told them last night, here's the deal. If I wasn't funny last night, I'm not going to be funny next week. If you want to get your money's worth, order more lobster. That's how that's going to work. We'll have over 600 with us for New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve on a ship is great. I recommend it. If you like to cruise on a New Year's cruise. There's no headaches, no wait. You don't have to get a hotel. You don't have to worry about a DUI. You can just go to dinner and go out, and there's parties everywhere. We'll have a big party in the showroom on New Year's Eve. I don't know how big it'll be because our people in Miami, in their infinite wisdom, scheduled a 7 a.m. arrival on New Year's Day in St. Kitts. So a lot of people will be looking at their watch as soon as it hits 12 o'clock midnight. They're going to be out of there because they want to get up early. They're in St. Kitts. They came for St. Kitts. It's New Year's every year. Maybe they'll stay. Maybe they won't. We'll see how it goes. Let's get to the update. Before I do, if you're a first-time listener to the podcast, it's fairly new. I think this is our podcast number 18. I get up in the morning, and all day yesterday, I look for the stories, I watch for the breaking news, and then I tell you about them. That way, you don't have to do the research yourself. I am from the United States of America. We'd rather other people do it for us, so I'm doing it for you. Number one story, it has to be China. They announced yesterday that they are reopening their borders. I don't care. I don't want to go. I have to go. If the cruise line decides to go there next May or June on Insignia, I will go there. I will not get off the ship. That is me. My wife will be off the ship in Shanghai. Nobody likes to go knock off shopping in Shanghai better than my wife. She doesn't care about it. She'll wear three masks and a hazmat suit if she can get a Louis Vuitton pocketbook for $45. So we'll see what happens. But there are two big issues here. China is opening their borders, and we are allowing the Chinese to come into the United States from Hong Kong and from Macau and from mainland China. That's what I read. Here's the thing. We're asking for a negative COVID test. No. We test them when they arrive. We have to set it up like it was in the old days of COVID. I am sorry, you cannot believe anything that China tells you. Xi Jinping, bing, bang, boom. We don't know what they're going to do. You can't trust them. He refuses to let anybody find out what really happened in terms of COVID and the China virus. We don't know. We'll never know. We're not supposed to know. We're just the stupid people that pay the taxes. So I don't agree with the CDC because I don't believe that the test will be accurate. I don't believe. I just don't. But I don't run the government. They do. We'll see what happens. But they're going to start coming in, and I'm not xenophobic. It's just this is the way it has to be. This is how it started. 1 million people died, and we don't know that it ended in China because there's no freedom of press over there. You get dribs and drabs about things that are going on, and I don't want to go anyway. I don't want to support China. I really don't. Not the Chinese people. Okay, they're fine. But this guy that runs it, Jing Zhang, Ping Bang Boom, I don't think so. So, the other part of this is, do the cruise industry go? Do the cruise lines go? They've all taken mainland China off their itineraries. They had to because they weren't letting us in, letting the ships in. We are, Holland America and Seabourn are going to Hong Kong right now. A lot of restrictions and stuff, hoops you have to jump through. But by next spring, if China says the ships can return. Do we go? Do you want to? I don't know. I know honestly what Americans will do. They're going to go. They're going to go, and they'll wear three masks and a hazmat suit, but they're going to go. I've been to China. I don't need to see it again, but I'll go, but I won't get off the ship, which is probably just the same as getting off the ship, because they're going to get off the ship and come back. We'll see where it goes. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm worried. But. All right, let's get to the number four story before the number two story. The number four story is that it might even be number three. It has to be a guy named Bob Jordan, huh? Bob Jordan is the CEO of Southwest Airlines. And this morning I looked it up to see how long this poor sap has been the CEO of Southwest. Turns out he got the job in February of this year, but he's been with the company a long time. He's a graduate of Texas A&M. He's an Aggie, and he's an IT guy. Now, the Aggie part means nothing, but the IT part is kind of important because every bit of information coming out of Southwest being leaked by their employees and by their pilots and by their union vice president is that their software is awful, that it's outdated, and the reason they've canceled, are you ready for this? Yesterday they canceled another 2,500 flights. They have accounted for 88% of all cancellations during the bomb cyclone. Yeah, the bomb cyclone caused all kinds of problems, but I guess their software is a bomb and a cyclone. So they have to put in new. How do you do that? You know, if a pilot, according to what I've read, and I can only go by what I'm reading, if a pilot is stranded, in other words, he landed a jet in Buffalo and they can't get out, he can't go on the computer and go, hey, this is it, and I'm stuck in Buffalo. He has to call him. You ever call an airline? You're on hold forever. Yeah, who's this? It's Ed. What do you want, Ed? I'm stuck here. Where are you? I'll write it down. I'll talk to you later. So this is what the mess is about. But boy, oh boy, how about being the new CEO? On February, his family was there and he got promoted. I got the greatest gig in the world. I bet he'd give it up now if he'd given an opportunity. So they're going to have to fix it. This is definitely the number 12 story. This is only for people that love to go to Las Vegas. And I put this in yesterday because it was such a slow news day. It really is. But I did not know this. The Mirage was sold to MGM International owned the Mirage, and they sold it to the Hard Rock people. Now, the Mirage was Steve Wynn's baby, the classiest, one of the most elegant casinos on the Strip, and now Hard Rock has it. Okay, that's the way it's going, you know. But they've announced that the Hard Rock, that they're not changing anything for another year and a half because they're not ready to do the renovation yet. The big worry in Vegas is, will the erupting volcano be torn down? It will. That's in front of the Mirage. They have an erupting volcano. This is ironic because I once had lunch at a Hard Rock and I had a burger and whatever they put on it, I ended up being an erupting volcano. More information than you need. So we'll see what happens. But they paid $1 billion, $1.1 billion for the Mirage. And for the time being, they're going to operate it as the Mirage. But within a year and a half, the volcano will go down and the giant guitar will go up. All right. I know it's just Hard Rock and whatever. But those, there's one in South Florida. Every time I go by it, they say, you ever stayed there? Yeah, I stayed where it said A flat up there on the fret, on the neck right there. I used to say in G, but the view wasn't as good with the G note. So G note, how about G string? Well, that would be Virgin. All right, this is probably the, oh no, let's get to this story. This is our number 8 or 9. I was rambling on. You thought he had the day off, huh? Nope. I'm rambling on now. I was rambling on last week about Storylines. That's the company that's trying to launch another residence at sea, another cruise line where you buy the apartment. And I said then, the problem with that is, you know, cruise ships have a life expectancy or a lot, you know, they don't last forever. They're not like a big, tall building in Central Park. I mean, you buy a penthouse in Central Park West, that building's been there for 100 years, right? Doesn't work in the cruise industry. So I saw this article, you know, Carnival got rid of 26 ships or will have gotten rid of 26 ships during the pandemic. And there was a list of some of the ships Carnival got rid of and where they went. And there's the Carnival Fantasy. The Carnival Fantasy was built in 1990, right? So it's 32 years old, right? It was built for a price of $225 million. And you know where it is? It's in Turkey. They just scrapped it in Turkey. The Carnival Inspiration was built in 2006. 26 years old, am I right? Right? Built for $270 million. You know where it is? They just scrapped it in Turkey. Right? The Carnival Imagination was built in 1995. Cost $330 million. You know where it is? It just, they scrapped it in Turkey. The Carnival Fascination was built in 94. Do the math. All right. $315 million to build it. Where is it? They just scrapped it in Turkey. That's the point. The point is 30 years, 32 years. That's about all you got. And there was another one they sold that the guy, they were going to run it. Someone's going to bought it and run it, and they realized after they bought it, they went, what are we, stupid? The ship's too old. So they scrapped it. So I don't know how many people listening here are interested in buying an apartment on the world, which is residency or storylines, but, you know, do your due diligence. I saw this. I don't know whether to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it really quick. There's a website called the Cruise Center, and obviously it's the crew of all the cruise lines, and they, you know, interact and whatever, and sometimes they leak stuff, and obviously someone leaked something to the Cruise Center saying that Norwegian Cruise Line in 2023 is going to reduce its stateroom cleaning service. Now, this has been going on in the hotel industry for a few years. They hide behind the sustainability crap. You know, if you don't want new sheets, let us know because it uses detergent. Or if you don't want new towels, let us know, you know, because it uses more detergent. It also costs them more and also more labor involved. And so let's try to save the planet by not being as comfortable as you used to be. That's what they want. All the greenies want us to do that. They want us to drive an electric car that can't get across the street, and they want us to have a life of hardship because we've had it too good for too long. That's the big thing. Well, you've had it so good. You know, in Europe, they pay $12 a gallon. You've had it, whatever. We live in the United States. It's a great country. We're supposed to have a better deal. That's how it works. According to this, though, you know, like on most ships now here, we have two stateroom attendants. I have four, actually, because I have two different rooms, but four stateroom attendants. They're going to be one. Well, that goes on in the hotels all the time. This is not unusual. I mean, every time I check into even a five-star hotel, nobody turns down the pillow anymore. Nobody puts a mint. They don't come back. They do once a day, and they try not to do once a day. In fact, some hotels, Hilton does this all the time. If you don't want anything, we'll take $5 off the price of your room. Well, why don't you just sell it that way in the first place? Yeah, this room is $250, and we'll treat you like a human being. Or we'll give it to you for $195, and we'll stick it up the pillow. Anyway, so we'll see what happens. This might just be a rumor that someone passed along. But I tell you this, if Norwegian Cruise Line is doing that, that's over on Norwegian Cruise Line. They're not going to do it here because this is a service-oriented cruise line. People go, whoa, whoa, whoa. If they are doing that, the other companies will fall in. Right in after it. You know, it's a follow the leader business. They started, we'll go from there. And finally, this is the number two story, I think. I mentioned last week that Carnival Cruise Line are the main sponsors of the Dick Clark's Rock and Roll New Year's Eve party. And on New Year's Eve, Christine Duffy, the president of Carnival Cruise Line, not the corporation, will flip the switch to bring the ball down and light the ball. And with her will be Emeril Lagasse. And I saw that, and I thought, all right, Emeril has two restaurants on the new Carnival ships. That's a big thing. That, you know, we've always had Jacques Pepin here. If you follow Julia Child, he was with Julia forever. He's a wonderful man. All of our menus and things he's been involved with, there's a Jacques restaurant on our other ships. And so Emeril being there, okay. But then they announced yesterday that Emeril Lagasse will now be their CCO, not CFO, not CEO, CCO, their chief culinary officer. There you go. Somebody come up with another name. It's the cruise industry. We have to do something different instead of just saying, yeah, the little short guy in charge of the food. You know? Anyway, he's very worldwide, known around the world, Emeril, and he has two bistros on the Carnival Mardi Gras and the Celebration that are not traditional restaurants. They're more like tapas restaurants. They're part of the French Quarter on the ships. My first experience with a bistro was on the Norwegian Dream about 24 years ago. I remember we used to go there. It was an a la carte restaurant. Not a la carte, it was just a fixed menu, but it was very nice. It was a specialty restaurant, and it was the bistro. It cost $5. That was it, $5. Who wouldn't pay $5? This was a wonderful meal for $5. Well, now, depending on the cruise line, you're going to pay somewhere between $35 to $65 to go to their specialty restaurants. I will tell you, here on Oceania, they are included. They are included, and we have two wonderful specialty restaurants called the Red Ginger, Pan-Asian. Our other restaurant is called the Tuscan Grill, which is a combination of the Toscana Italian restaurant that's on our larger ships and the Polo Grill. Very nice. All comes with it. Over there, it's upcharge, upcharge. Well, Emerald's Bistros on the two ships, one of them is called Emerald 1396. Emerald's Bistro 1396. Of course, my job is to find out why. Turns out it's the number on the hull when they built the ship. Emerald's Bistro 1396. And somebody said, hey, that'd be cute. You know, let's give the number of the hull. The new one's going to be Emerald's Bistro 9.7 billion, which I think is the current debt load for Carnival. Anyway, he was interviewed and he said, you know what? This isn't about buying my name. I'm going to be involved in all of the proof preparation, menu planning. And here's what I think. I think that Christine Delvey's like, you know what? We don't want to be known as the man overboard cruise line, the wet t-shirt cruise line, you know, the drunken falling down cruise line. That's just the officers. We want to be known as a quality cruise line. And you start with food. Well, here's the thing, though. The only way to make food better is buy better food. Or prepare it fresh. Less prepared stuff, things like that. I'm pretty sure he's not signing up. Emeril Lagasse's not signing up to put out junk. All right? So things are going to change over there. That's a great idea. And the prices will probably go up. But you know what? Disney gets plenty of money. They're not bashful. The Oceania, I don't work for them, but you know they're not bashful, so you pay more. So that might change the demographic, but who cares? If it changes, so be it. Or you might find that the people that sail Carnival now, they're not sailing it for the price. They're sailing it for the fun, and they're sailing it because it's Carnival. And if one day they go, you know, it's not only fun here, but the food is good, be a nice change of pace. So we'll see what happens. Emeril Lagasse, now Chief Culinary Officer on Carnival Cruise Line. All right, that's it. We got through a few stories. I didn't think there'd be anything. Last night, before I went down to perform, I performed last night, and I mentioned in a previous podcast that holiday audiences are normally pretty tough. And the other night, they were wonderful. And last night, they were pretty tough. You want to know why? Because they kept looking at their watch. 7 a.m. arrival. They're sitting there listening to me going, do we need to hear this? I got to get up in the morning. We'll see. I'm not making excuses. I'm funny most of the time. All right. Yeah, there's the duck. I'm definitely rambling. Good to talk to you, although you didn't talk back. I will talk to you tomorrow from Barbados. Have a wonderful Thursday, and thanks for listening.